Good afternoon. While a deep and unseasonably strong trough of low pressure dominates the weather across northeastern North America, producing a cool, gusty northwest wind flow over interior New York and New England, at the surface, the weather is dominated by a sprawling area of high pressure, which is keeping it sunny and dry. The end result will be a dry and mostly sunny second half to the weekend today, with a northwest breeze adding to the chill, even as temperatures climb off our cold morning lows back through the teens and 20s and reach in most places into the lower and middle 30s. With that high pressure center nearby tonight, skies will be clear and temperatures will drop quickly again, especially those areas with a deep snowpack, and many places will wake up between 0 and 10 above once again, with some places staying in the teens, and across the higher terrain, especially in the Adirondacks, lows going below 0 again. So we start off the new work week the same way, with a good amount of sunshine and recovering temperatures during the day, with mostly sunny skies. We'll manage to get back into the lower to mid-30s on Monday afternoon. That high will continue to press to the south from southern Canada, keeping skies mostly sunny on Tuesday, with highs in the mid-30s. At this point, we'll track a system out of the middle part of the country and through the Ohio Valley and toward the mid-Atlantic coast. What remains to be determined is whether this storm has enough power to hook up the coast, but it's becoming increasingly more likely that the high pressure center to the north will deflect this out to sea before we can get any precipitation into interior New York and New England for the middle and latter stages of the week. As a result, the forecast remains dry from Wednesday through Thursday, with highs from the mid-30s to near 40, and even into Friday, the weather looks dry with a mix of sun and clouds, and highs push into the lower 40s. By Saturday of next week, another system will approach from the Midwest, so sunshine will give way to increasing clouds. Depending on the speed of this system, we may have the opportunity for some snow and rain by the end of the day Saturday, with highs in the upper 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, showers and thunderstorms will develop across much of the southern plains and Gulf states today as warm Gulf moisture transports northward over a stalled front. Some of the storms may become strong to severe, and the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has identified much of the southern plains and lower Mississippi Valley as having a slight risk for severe thunderstorms today. Very large, damaging hail and a tornado risk are possible over North Texas and far southern Oklahoma. Severe wind gusts and isolated large hail may occur from there through parts of the southeast. Meanwhile, energy moving around a deep upper-level trough over central California will move eastward by tomorrow. Rain and high-elevation snow will continue over the Pacific Northwest coast as well as parts of the Northern Rockies. Snow will expand east out of the southwest and central and southern Rockies into the northern and central high plains by this evening. The snow will be heavy at times for portions of the central and northern Rockies over the next couple of days, and winter weather advisories are in effect across portions of the Intermountain West and Four Corners region. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 99 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of 22 below zero at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy, mid-40s, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny, breezy, upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 45 degrees, the average low, 26. The record high, 69, set in 2012, and the record low, 8 below zero in 1900. Sunrise this morning, 7:02 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:05 p.m., 12 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the 20s to around 30. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 10 above, but below 0 again in the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. A mix of sun and cloud today with highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Partly cloudy tonight, 5 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, lower to mid-30s. Mostly sunny, mid-30s on Tuesday. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-30s Wednesday. A mix of sun and clouds in the lower 40s on Thursday and Friday, and increasing clouds with a chance of late-day rain or snow Saturday, and highs in the upper 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.